When your job is all about making other people laugh, struggling with anxiety and depression can be a career ender. But for Fort Collins comedian David Bublitz, recovery has meant putting mental illness and himself into the spotlight. For almost 3 years, KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has followed Bublitz's struggle back to the stage.
For as long as I've known comedian David Bublitz, he's been telling a version of this joke.
Which is more important than you remember, Mother's Day or Father's Day? Mother's Day, damn right. Finally asked my mom, I said, Mom, why is Mother's Day so much more important than Father's Day? She said, you know, Dave, anybody could have been your father, but I'm your mother.
Back when he was a steadily touring comedian, I would interview him about upcoming shows and his brushes with the big time. He'd open for Ellen DeGeneres and Jerry Seinfeld. But around 2010, he just sort of disappeared. 5 years later, he reemerged on the comedy scene. But it was clear that things had changed. He was still getting laughs, but on social media, he was talking more about his struggles that didn't make it into his act, including his battle with mental illness. I decided to check back in with him. We met in April 2015 at the former Washington's Bar and Grill in Fort Collins.
This is one of the handful of places where, as long as you minded your manners, you could sit here for $1 or $2 Coke all day and watch TV. And the single worst part about being homeless is there is nowhere to sit. There is nowhere to stay. There is nowhere to rest.
For several years, David Bublitz lived on the streets. And when he wasn't there, he was in jail or in mental health facilities. Still, he always identified himself by his career.
You're in jail. What do you do? Oh, I'm a comedian. Of course you are. I'm in a psych ward. What do you do? I'm a comedian. Oh, yes, you are.
We talked for 2 hours. The conversation ranged from how he got into comedy to managing his anxiety and depression to his several suicide attempts.
I'm still here after 4 attempts. There's got to be a reason somehow or another for me to still be here. It feels like a little victory every time I get on stage lately. It seems like a little victory every time I get a little bit closer to where I used to be.
We also talked about his mom, Doris, who passed away in 2014.
Mom was really, it was the complete opposite of what any parent should be. She wanted me to become a comedian because I wanted to be a comedian since I was 3. She would go with on road trips. She would be the one that would, well, don't go out and get a real job. You don't want to do that. Anybody can go do that.
Among the few constants in his life were his mother, his Loveland home, and his comedy career. When she became ill and Alzheimer's set in, his bipolar disorder took over, costing him both the home and the career. But in a moment of clarity, Bublitz knew getting his life back would start by getting back on stage.
I feel better after a show. My mom had the best line. She said, so when I started to have problems with anxiety getting on stage, she was so funny. She's like 5 foot nothing, about 90 pounds. Do you have anything better to do?
It took some time to find his footing. He started slow at area open mic nights.
And the first couple of times, they were a train wreck.
Thanks for clearing out the front row. It would have been way too much pressure if there had been people there.
And then he found that being upfront about his struggles made a difference.
I made a few self-referential remarks about, and thanks for being here. Tonight's appearance has been brought to you by Pfizer. It's the mental health tour. If you find yourself in need, come talk to me. I don't have samples, but I know where you can get them.
It also gave him an idea.
It would be fun to go back to all the places at the time that felt really dark and go back and do comedy.
So he brought his show back to some of his old haunts. Some places made sense, like Denver's Comedy Works, and others didn't. Like a benefit at the Fort Collins Rescue Mission, where he stayed while homeless.
Dave Bublitz!
In June of 2016, he did a show in the common room at the Fort Collins Mental Health Facility, Spirit Crossing.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, it's good to have you. Everybody say hi to Mike.
Hi.
This does feel like a 12-step program. Cool. Hi, my name is Dave. I'm an asshole. Thanks for being here. Different support group, sorry.
After the show, David Bublitz saw the venue with very different eyes, and he hoped the people there saw him differently as well.
After you've gone through something really challenging, you don't always remember the things that helped. You don't remember that they helped as much as they did. And when I came here, you know, my whole life I've never been accused of being a quiet individual. You know, I was borderline catatonic.
Then on Valentine's Day weekend 2017, he came full circle, returning to the Rialto Theater in Loveland.
Do you like Valentine's?
For more than a decade, the venue had been a place he'd play at least once a year. And always in the mezzanine sat Mom Bublitz, ready for her favorite joke.
I said, well, why is Mother's Day so much more important than Father's Day? She said, well, Dave, you know, anybody could have been your father.
Since that show, I've checked in with David Bublitz a few times. And while things aren't perfect, he's doing well. He has an apartment, he and his doctors have figured out a good combination of medications, and he regularly finds himself on the stage. Still doing shows, still telling that signature joke. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.